Before August, it's a good bet you hadn't heard much about the Yazidi people in Iraq, a religious minority that fled their homes under threat from ISIS and ended up trapped on Mount Sinjar. That's when Iraqi lawmaker Vian Dakil, who is the only Yazidi in the Iraqi parliament, made this appeal. She called what was happening genocide. The U.S. stepped in with a rescue mission, and Dakil herself flew in on a helicopter to help. The helicopter crashed, leaving her with broken legs. 4 months later, she's still using a crutch to get around, and thousands of Yazidis are still trapped on the mountain. Vian Dakil is in Washington this week to ask the Obama administration for more help. She joins us now along with her translator. And I want to ask you, do you think the Yazidis are going to have to leave Iraq to have a future, or are they going to be able to stay in an Iraq where ISIS is in control of big parts of the country?
I don't like the idea to have the Yazidis leave Iraq, because we as the Yazidis and the Christians are belonging to the very old civilization of that part of the world, and we own the civilization there. And I don't like to leave, basically. I don't like the Yazidis to leave. But at the same time, I would not blame those who want to leave, because certainly what happened, a neighbor was actually betraying the other neighbor next door by helping ISIS to come and kidnap the children, rape the woman, and kill the man. So it's, you can't tell someone who had gone through and lived through this terrible situation not to leave. I certainly understand if they want to leave. But as a, from my personal perspective, we would really want to stay.
Who is winning the war right now in Iraq?
Since you have already 2.5 million people being refugees, everyday people are getting killed, and you've got a lot of people, a lot of women and children still being held and enslaved by ISIS. Unfortunately, I would say the winner is ISIS so far in Iraq.
And is there more that the Iraqi government could be doing to battle ISIS and to keep territory in the hands of the government?
I think the Iraqi government with its own army is not capable to actually gain those territories back to under their control. First of all, you don't really have a professional army in Iraq. What you got is some of the Shia militias. And what is Iraqi government is doing and trying to focus, with even with its own limited capacity, is to actually focus more on the Sunni southern central part of the country. Because, you know, Iraqi government has got a lot of problems, not just on the with the territories that ISIS have already gained, but there are other places that the Iraqi government are currently focusing on, especially when it comes to the other Sunni territories in the in different parts of the country.
Well, you're in Washington to meet with the Obama administration and ask for help. What exactly are you asking for? What would you like the Obama administration to do to help in the battle against ISIS in Iraq more than what they're already doing?
Well, I'm here to conduct this message for the current administration in the White House and here in Washington, D.C. They first started out with a very great mission and attack on ISIS, and that made us very happy when they first attacked ISIS. But that was only for 1 week. After 1 week, they kind of stopped and suspended the airstrikes. We were kind of surprised, and we're looking to see why they were suspended for a while, and we're hoping to understand why there are not even enough airstrikes on them. We're looking to understand that reason. That's one point I wanted to make. What is really urgently needed right now, there are 5,000 women and children being held by ISIS, and we really need assistance right away to help them free and run away from ISIS. That's one thing. Plus, humanitarian aids are mostly needed at the moment for those refugees who ran away from ISIS and made a way to get to the shelters, the refugee shelters. And we're here to tell the people in the United States, this is what we are living through right now in Iraq, and that's what we need your help with at the moment.
We're speaking through a translator with Vian Dakil, a member of the Iraqi parliament, and you're listening to Here and Now. Would you support U.S. combat troops on the ground in Iraq again to fight ISIS?
The more you have on the ground, and the faster you can win the game, the battle. And if there are boots on the ground, they have to be there very soon and very shortly, because people are getting killed every day and every minute.
Well, and there are questions about what exactly the Iraqi people want. Not everyone there obviously agrees with your stance on that. And you represent the Kurdistan Democratic Party. Do you want an independent region in the north, a region that is completely independent from the central government in Baghdad?
Bashi Kurdi, Bashi Sunni, Bashi Shi'i.
I think for the future of Iraq, you need to divide them into three regions, Sunni, Shia, and the Kurds.
Finally, I want to ask you about your political career. You are a woman, obviously, in the Iraqi parliament. I think there are about 80 women in the Iraqi parliament, more than 300 men. How is it to be a female politician in a Muslim country?
I think it's a challenge because I am a woman, I am a Kurd, I am a Yazidi in the Iraq. It's a Arab country and Muslim. Almost of those people or 85 of those people are a Muslim. I think it's a challenge for me.
It is challenging, first of all, because I'm a woman. When you look at it from a political perspective, it's even more challenging because I'm Kurdish, you know, I'm Yazidi, and, you know, working in a conservative Arab Muslim country, to some extent, it's very difficult.
Vian Dakil, a member of the Iraqi parliament and a Yazidi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.